Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Wednesday, the first day of August, and I've got two guests today. Kathy Salter will be along in about 4 minutes, but let's start first of all with Joanne Burns. Joanne is the Chief Information Officer, University Hospital and Clinics. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you very much.
And
glad
we're
to be
talking.
Here.
You came in and you were so excited today. She said, "You realize we're the most wired?" So, University Hospital is one of the most wired hospitals in the nation?
Yes.
Now, what does that mean?
So, what it is there's a group that does a survey nationally of all the hospitals and healthcare organizations and really looks at the ones that are using technology and leveraging technology, computer systems, anything you could imagine to really improve care and patient safety in hospitals and how we deliver care.
Mm-hmm.
So, they take a look broadly.
And University Hospital is one of the top.
Is named. So this is our second year in a row we've been named. And really, it's a small group of hospitals, probably out of the 8,000 or so healthcare organizations nationally. There's a handful, just over 100 probably, that are named most wired. And it's a pretty rigorous application process and review where they really take a look at how are you using technology.
So how does this benefit the patient?
So, you know, some of the things, and probably the easiest way to think about it is that when you're in the hospital and a nurse is coming to give you your medication and the physician orders it, in the past they would write on the chart, give 2 aspirin, and then the pharmacy would go and fill it, and then the nurse would go and give it to you as a patient. Now that's actually delivered with barcodes, so like the barcode scans in the grocery store that you see how they scan things.
Mm-hmm.
The medication has that barcode on it.
So the medication doesn't come in just a little cup anymore?
Not in a little cup. It has a barcode on it, and the nurse has a barcode to identify her. And you as a patient would have a barcode on your wristband. And the nurse actually scans at your bedside the medication.
She scans the wristband. She scans the medication.
And herself. And it documents and makes sure everything's right. So it's the right patient, the right medication, the right caregiver, all providing that care, and then documents it. So there's a way to really look at that. So that's one of the ways it does it, but there's other ways it can do it. But that's probably the most noticeable for patients sitting in the bed.
Well, if people want more information about any of this, what do they do?
Well, you can go to the website for MU Healthcare. There's certainly information there about Most Wired. And we also got named last week as Most Connected as well, which is another group. U.S. News and World Reports took a look at what's clinically excellent programs. And University of Missouri Healthcare got named as number 2 in Missouri and actually number 1 throughout Central Missouri.
Well, no wonder you're beaming.
Today. I know. It's
you're
great.
Beaming.
Great news.
She walked in here. She is beaming.
Yes.
And rightfully so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, very exciting for us and seeing technology really playing into delivering safe care and how that all works.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Thank you
Thanks
so
very
much
for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for sharing that information with us. And rightfully so. You should be
very proud. Yeah, we're very proud of what
very
we're
proud
doing.
Of your organization.
Very proud.
Okay.
Thank
good meeting you.
Yeah.
Good meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Now we turn to my left. I've got my friend Kathy Salter here. And what hat are you wearing today, Ms. Salter?
I am wearing my Montminy Art Gallery chair hat from the Boone County Historical Society because we have a wonderful reception coming up that I hope both of you can come to. And it has to do with Nope Dal Pau Tong.
Okay, Nope Dal Pau Tong.
It's a mouthful, but he's sort of known locally as Nope. He's from Thailand originally, came to the States in 1993 and, you know, got a degree. He's a fabulous.
Does Nope live here?
Nope lives in Columbia. He was hired in 2006 by the Missouri Department of Conservation, and he is the photographer for the Missouri conservationist who takes the most incredible pictures I mean, you never throw away an issue that has one of his photographs in it. You save it. But Nope is this wonderful, quiet spirit who, since, for the last decade, on his own, has been going all over North America photographing prairie grasslands, because it is in the prairie grasslands that these beautiful creatures, who most people rarely see, prairie chickens and a whole series of species of grouse. Mm-hmm. And he has put together a book called Save the Last Dance.
Okay, because and the grasslands are disappearing, aren't they?
Grasslands go from Canada down to Louisiana to Martha's Vineyard. And in fact, last Sunday on the Ovation, in the Ovation section, there was a huge article about him and a picture of him showing a grouse that is no longer, it's extinct, that used to live in the meadows. Prairie means meadow. Mm-hmm. Used to live in the meadows at Martha's Vineyard. Who would have thought?
And it's extinct now.
Extinct, gone. His name was Big Ben, and Big Ben is booming no more.
Oh.
But they do this exquisite dance called booming, and so he calls his book Save the Last Dance. But and we have a reception on August the 3rd at the Boone County Historical Society.
So that's Saturday.
This Saturday. From 5:30 to 7:30. Mm-hmm. And we have people from Jeff City coming, from Columbia, people. It is this, just serendipitously, it is the 75th anniversary of the Department of Conservation this year.
Uh-huh.
So this book is coming out. And it's all about conservation, saving the grasslands, saving this species of birds.
And with the reception, many of the photos will be on display.
His book will be unveiled the first time anywhere in the world. This book is not going to be for sale on Amazon or Barnes & Noble for a year.
Only at the Boone County Historical Society.
And wherever Nope goes with his exhibit. And he is looking to take this exhibit to Washington, D.C. National Geographic is now looking at this book and thinking of doing an article about his photography, because he is capturing a part of American heritage that is not going to be there for much longer unless people who own grasslands set aside and preserve a section of their grasslands because of farming habits, because of development. So it's really to sort of hit us, you know, knock us in the face and say, look at these gorgeous creatures and what can we do about it?
It'll be this Saturday at the Boone County
Historical Society, which is across Highway 63 from Lenoir on Ponderosa.
What time?
5:30 to 7:30.
Okay, you got it. Kathy Salter, thank you so much
for
coming
by.
It's always a pleasure to have you on, and we'll try to get you on here sometime soon to talk about your pie museum.
Pie Lady. The Pie Lady.
Right. Program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To watch this program or to listen to it again, KBIA.org. Bye-bye.